This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
These arrogant globalists thought they defeated humanity. The truth is, whether it's Obama or George Soros, they're losers. Everything they had, everything they threw against us, failed. Now, just because we defeated these tyrants, for now, doesn't mean we've won the war. The war is happening within our hearts, within our souls, within our minds. We have to be good. We have to be pure. We have to be strong. We have to build prosperity. We have to bring everyone of every race, color, and creed together if we're going to truly defeat these tyrants who believed we were going to fail, who believed their divide and conquer would work. Yes, we've won the first phase, but the battle for the soul of humanity has just begun. But Obama and Hillary and Soros, you were losers from the day you were born.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight for this fourth hour, April 3rd, 2017. And we just had that Marvel intro, and I thought it was interesting. The story that was, I believe it was on Drudge Report, it's from The Guardian. Marvel executives say the emphasis on diversity may have alienated readers. You don't know, you think? you think we haven't had enough of the PC narrative being shoved down our throats, that people have had enough of new female and ethnic minority characters? Let me give you an example here. They said they've changed Thor, has had a sex change. Now we have a female Thor. We now have a black teenager who took over as Iron Man. I guess I should call him Iron Teenager. A biracial Spider-Man. And a teenage Muslim girl who is now Ms. Marvel. And as a result, there are falling comic sales. See, millennials don't even want this. This is... I don't read comics, of course, even, but their audience, their younger audience is not even buying this stuff. They would like to see some intelligent story lines instead of just pandering to this political correctness. You know, an example of this is what just happened in Montana. We had Montana Democrats vote against a bill that would ban the use of foreign law in the state. Said, well, we think you're talking about Sharia law, and we wouldn't want to ban Sharia law because let's accept it in the name of political correctness and multiculturalism. So Democrats in Montana have opposed a bill, this is Breitbart, banning the use of foreign law in the state courts on the grounds that it could target Muslims. I mean, we wouldn't want to do something that would anybody would think that we're politically incorrect. It bans the application of foreign law in Montana's courts, and it focused on Sharia law for a good reason, because as you'll see here in just a moment, Sharia law is being put on us in a multitude of ways. It is not a fantasy, folks. Now, this bill passed on party lines, 56 to 44. The Republicans passed it, but it now has to be sent on to a Democrat governor who will either sign it or veto it. What do you think he's going to do? Will they have the votes to override what you know he's going to do? Now, this is what one of the Democrats said. The courts have said that laws that single out certain religions violate the First Amendment. Well, of course. But it doesn't say that ruling, that shutting out foreign law violates the Constitution or the First Amendment. They said this was peppered with anti-Muslim bigotry. Another Democrat, Representative Laurie Bishop, said our children are watching. Yeah, your children will be living under Sharia law if you don't do something about it. And let's understand, as a Republican, from Missoula said. He said the bill is an attempt to push back against a constitution that is constantly under assault. Let me explain to you. This happened long before Sharia even came on the scene. You had Justice Kennedy, who has been considered to be the swing vote on the Supreme Court because he likes to constantly read foreign law into our constitution, into our body of law. We'll talk about this more on the other side. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. Interest rates are currently at the lowest you'll see this year, as the Fed has not one but two interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type rate.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in the perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You may be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates again. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611. Go to rate.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, April 3rd, 2017. I'm David Knight. We were just talking about Marvel, marveling at the fact that their comic sales are collapsing on their new characters. And as we look at this and we look at the moves in Montana by the Democrats to say, let's not have a bill that would say that we have to stick to the Constitution and to domestic law. This is a bill that says we're not going to have foreign law. We're not going to live under foreign law. They said, no, that sounds to me like you're trying to single out Sharia law. And it's like, well, Sharia law would be included in that specifically. And there's good reasons for that. As they point out, these are the people, the Democrats that went along party lines, Democrats opposed to supporting the Constitution, and banning the use of foreign law, and Republicans saying, no, we have seen a constitution that is constantly under assault. And as I said before we went to the break in the last segment, it's been under assault not just from Sharia law. Anthony Kennedy, Supreme Court Justice, has been called the swing justice. This is a guy who was appointed by Ronald Reagan. He's been called the swing justice because he loves to interject foreign law into his decisions. Now, when you do that, it makes you very unpredictable, doesn't it? Also makes you very unconstitutional. The Constitution is what constitutes our government. It's the basis for what we do here. It's what they swear allegiance to. They don't swear allegiance to French law. They don't swear allegiance to Sharia law. They swear allegiance to the U.S. Constitution. And then they go in and pull these other issues into it. And so when we look at that, we understand this is something that's been going on a very long time in our country. It's one of the reasons why we don't have a Constitution anymore, except in name only. It's something, it's just a dead letter, if you understand what's in the Constitution. But now this is going to go before the Democrat in Montana. We'll see whether that gets vetoed or whether it gets passed along. And before we leave the Supreme Court, we just had the Senate committee move Neil Gorsuch to a full vote before the Senate. It went along partisan lines, 11-9, because they have decided that they're going to do everything along partisan lines. It illustrates another thing, though, I think that's very important. You know, we had a lot of discussion about this bill that was put forward by Paul Ryan that Donald Trump signed on to. And I had a lot of people when I said, this is a bad bill. This should never have been put forward because it doesn't have repeal in it. A lot of people said, well, you got to understand, they couldn't get this through the Senate because they need to have 60 votes. And I said, no, that's not true. They can do anything in a nuclear option, just as you're going to see with Neil Gorsuch. And I said that a week or two ago. I said, they're going to not be able to get past the filibuster, and so they're going to go nuclear on it, and they're going to say we're going to be able to shut this down and have a vote, and we're going to have a straight-up vote, 51 votes will decide. And that's what they're going to do with Neil Gorsuch. That's what they could have done with an Obama repeal bill. And the Republicans have the votes. We have seen the Republicans leading us along every election, telling us that they're going to repeal Obamacare, and they consistently refuse to do it. They always come up with an excuse. Even when they have control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency, they come up with an excuse as to why they don't want to do it. And you've got to understand that it is the establishment and both parties, both Republicans and Democrats, who want Obamacare. And now we've got people within the Trump administration as well. We had Jared Kushner bring in Zeke Emanuel, the architect of Obamacare. And he'd been talking about it back to the beginning of January, saying, hey, they're not going to be able to get rid of it. At best, they're going to be able to change it. Maybe we can work with them and do that. And so Kushner brought him in for three meetings with senior policy advisors at the White House and a meeting with Donald Trump to tell him how important it was to keep Obamacare. This is the architect. This is the brother of Rahm Emanuel. So we have a lot of issues here. It's not the Freedom Caucus. The Freedom Caucus are the people who stood by Donald Trump when Paul Ryan and the GOP establishment threw him under the bus. Remember when you had the tape that came out about a month before the election? Grab him by the whatever, okay? And Paul Ryan was telling everybody, save yourself. Leave him alone. He's going to fail. And the House Freedom Caucus stuck by him. So we need to understand what caused Donald Trump to win. We want repeal. We want repeal of the structure that is in place. And that means that you take out these dictatorial powers that were given to Health and Human Services, to that secretary. And even though we've got somebody in there now that was appointed by Donald Trump, if you use those powers to try to fix Obamacare, you are going to be essentially doing what Boromir tried to do in Lord of the Rings. Remember the Ring of Power? If I just use this for good. No, if you use it for good, it will turn into a power in and of itself. It will not only corrupt your power, but it will be there as a mechanism for somebody else to reinstate that. When we go back and we look at how Marvel is pushing this down people's throats, and again, they're saying, we're seeing our comic book sales on these new diverse characters have alienated readers. People say they've had enough of this. And what have they done? Well, they've turned Thor into a female. They've turned Iron Man into a black teenager, Spider-Man into a biracial teenager, Ms. Marvel is now a Muslim teenager. You kind of get the idea there's certain people that they don't like white men. And they go on to say, what we saw in sales was that any character that was diverse, any character that was new, our female characters, anything that was not a core Marvel character, people were turning their nose up. But then they were defiant about that. They said, but let me be clear. Our heroes are not going anywhere. Our new heroes. Yeah. Well, you know what? That is literally true. They're not going anywhere. And your sales aren't going anywhere except down, because we don't like to have this stuff jammed down our throat. At the end of the week last week, it was a very shameful moment of cowardice in North Carolina in the legislature. And of course, they had the HB2, the trans bathroom bill that had come up. And of course, that was in reaction. And I think that there was some issues with the way that bill was written. I would like to see the state government say, hey, we're going to get the government out of bathrooms completely. We're going to let you decide how you're going to do the bathrooms in your particular business, in your private property, in your church or whatever. We're going to not dictate that to you, either from a tranny agenda or from a conservative agenda. We're not going to dictate your bathrooms to you. How about that? About having some freedom in that. But instead, they came up with HB2 because they were concerned. It was in Charlotte. They had a person there who was a man who was wearing women's dresses, who had been convicted as a sexual offender, who ran this thing through in Charlotte. And they said, we're not going to do that. We had all these different institutions come in and bully them. But the one that broke their back was the NCAA. And the NCAA, this was reported by the Washington Post, they said the most recent threat came from the NCAA, gave lawmakers until last Thursday to change the law if North Carolina wants to host any college sports championships through 2022. And they said that ultimatum loomed large over the debate Thursday as some legislators criticized the collegiate association. Why not? Because these are people who not only live off of the taxpayer, but they don't pay any taxes themselves. What does the NCAA do? Well, the NCAA uses these universities, which are taxpayer-supported, and stadiums that are paid for by the taxpayers, but they aren't taxpayers themselves, just like the NFL isn't a taxpayer. So taxpayers get hit with a bill to build stadiums for these multi-billionaires, and they don't pay taxes. The NFL doesn't pay taxes. Going back to an article back in 2015, it was on April 15th, 2015, the Washington Post pointed out that, hey, it may be tax day for you, but it isn't tax day for these sports organizations. The NFL takes in $327 million. They pay their commissioner $44 million. They pay 297 other employees at least $100,000. They pay no taxes. NCAA, they take in $874 million. Their president makes $1.7 million. They have 87 employees who make at least $100,000. But they come in to the state of North Carolina, and they say, you better get this fixed, and you better fix it by Thursday, or we're going to shut down all championship games until 2022. And they said, yes, sir, yes, sir. And they got it fixed on Thursday. In a way, what they did was they said, we're going to shut this down and we're not going to let any new laws happen for the next 4 years. And people on both sides were furious with them because it was clear what they were doing. They were simply pandering to this organization that lives off of taxes, pays no taxes because they have tax-exempt status. They're a 501c corporation. Why are they involved in political lobbying? Clearly, they have an agenda just like Marvel Studios does. Okay, not Marvel, but Marvel Comics. Marvel Studio hasn't got into that yet, but they clearly have an agenda, just like those people do, just like Disney does. And they're allowed to continue to do that. It's absolutely amazing that this would continue on. Now, let's go back to the Sharia law that was in Montana. The Democrats say, we're not going to support a bill that says you're not going to be able to use foreign law in Montana because it might be used to stop Sharia law. Well, do you think it might be a good idea to stop Sharia law? Do you really want to live under that? I mean, that is how insane these people are when they make political correctness their god. We have Facebook now has decided that they're going to kowtow to the Pakistani government. They're going to block what is considered to be blasphemous content. Here's what Sharia law looks like, folks. 85% of anti-Muslim posts have already been removed. And they say that this is just the first Islamic country that's going to make the demand. They're working, Pakistan is, with 27 other Muslim countries to make similar demands. And they have arrested and they're prosecuting people for posting this blasphemous content that Facebook is being a snitch to. As one of the individuals talking about it, David Wood of AnsweringIslam.org says he thinks the next step by Facebook management will be turn over the identities of those who are charged with blasphemy offenses in Pakistan. So they're going to rat people out, and they're going to censor it for Sharia law. And what do they do to people that have blasphemous content? That's a death penalty. I mean, we're talking as serious as it gets here, folks. And so here you have the Democrats who say, you know, I can never support the death penalty under any circumstances. And I agree with them. In principle, I support the death penalty, but I don't think we have an honest enough judicial system to apply it. But they say, we're going to oppose the death penalty. We're going to oppose foreign law. And yet, they do it because they don't want to oppose Sharia law, where people in Pakistan are going to get the death penalty because they're ratted out by Facebook. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've got it. All right, you are a ghost.
Mike Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you that we have Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. And that is the bubble gum flavor. The new flavor has just arrived at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, still has the iodine, the nano silver, the things that are going to kill the bacteria in your mouth that create gum disease. But for some of the people, especially the children, who said, well, we don't like the strong peppermint oil taste, which I really do love. I tell you, I can taste a big difference. And it's a big difference in the way my mouth feels in the morning after I've brushed with a different toothpaste. I had to go back to an older toothpaste because it was out of stock for a while. And I could tell such a big difference in a bad way when I used the old toothpaste than it was when I used Super Blue. When I used Super Blue, I'd wake up in the morning and my mouth would still taste fresh, not the way it does with the other toothpaste that I went back to. So now we have it in a format that is going to be a little bit easier for children to access, or maybe you didn't like the peppermint flavor. We now have it in two flavors, but still with the same active ingredients, iodine and nanosilver, that are going to kill the bacteria that create gum disease, the gum disease that causes you to lose your teeth, but also causes you to have heart disease. Those are both very well-known side effects of gum disease. Also, we have, and this is going to be ending soon, our 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Remember, we went to a deep earth source about 4 years ago, and now we're facing a big threat to our supply. So it's going to be something that we used to could just go in, as Alex pointed out, we used to be able to get just about a month supply or so of production, but now we're being told that we have to buy a massive amount or simply stop selling the true deep earth iodine. So we have that now on sale at 30% off, that it will be ending soon at InfoWarsLife.com. Going back to what we were talking about in terms of Sharia law and the Democrats pushing back against it in Montana, there have been a number of states where they have expressly said, we're not going to be put under a foreign system of law. We've worked hard to establish this system of law. It is not anything that we need to apologize for. As a matter of fact, it's far better than any other system. It's not perfect. No system of law, no constitution is perfect, but we need to get back to our constitution, not continue to turn to foreign law. And as we're talking about in with Facebook, they are blocking blasphemous content in Pakistan. This is what Sharia law looks like, folks. Censorship. Death penalty for people who don't push their religion. We do not want that here in America. They've actually got a team. Sounds kind of like what the Democrats want to do with the FCC, doesn't it? They got 25 members who are working to search out content that they don't like. In this case, blasphemous content. And Facebook is going to work with them to shut this down and possibly to rat these people out. And remember, this is something that carries a death penalty in Pakistan. They said they're going to work. Now, this is the first country, first Islamic country, to get Facebook to play along, but they're working with 27 other Muslim countries to make that are making similar demands. So I guess we can call it now Sharia book. Meanwhile, we got Erdogan talking about how Turks in Europe should defy the grandchildren of Nazism. You see, when you want dictatorial powers, the way you get them is to call other people Nazis, call other people Hitler. The amazing thing about this, the irony of this, is that Erdogan was sending foreign ministers into all these European countries, and that's what created the friction, because they said, look, we don't want to have you campaigning. We don't want massive groups of people meeting here that are going to get worked up and start fighting with each other over politics within Turkey. But they have so many Turks that are now in Western Europe that they really needed to do this in order to win their election. And what was the point of the election that's coming up? Well, the point of the election was to give Erdogan dictatorial powers. So he goes there to campaign for dictatorial powers. When he gets the campaign rallies, they say, we don't want this. We don't want your people campaigning here. Then he calls them Nazis. Calls them Nazis. Let me remind you that it was the Turks 100 years ago, 1915 to 1916, that did the Armenian genocide that the Turks to this day want to pretend didn't happen. Lemkin coined the term genocide for what had happened there, what the Turks did to the Armenian Christians in that area, trying to wipe them out to a person. Oh, we haven't seen that anywhere else, have we? I see it everywhere. You see this. This culture, this religion, this government, all three tied together. Everywhere they go, they want to eliminate everyone else. And he has the audacity, when he's campaigning for dictatorial powers, to talk about Nazi-like tactics in the Netherlands and Germany and other places. What people need to understand is that he's sent massive numbers of people that he calls his brothers and sisters voting in Europe. He wants them to answer this fascist oppression that doesn't let him campaign for dictatorial powers in the country. Are those people voting in European elections? Probably are as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've just been looking at the Democrats pushing against the idea that we should prohibit foreign law being used in our country. You know, we have an article here from AP that some states, and we're about to get up, listen to this, folks, about to get up to about a dozen states that would require high school students to know something about the Constitution, to actually teach the Constitution. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Kentucky last week and Arkansas on March the 16th became the latest of more than a dozen states since 2015 that have required the high school social studies curriculum to include material covered by the 100 questions asked on the naturalization exam. And that's pretty shallow stuff, folks. Pretty shallow stuff. But think about that. We've gone only about a dozen states. That's only 24%. That means 74, three-quarters of the states still don't want you to know anything about the Constitution. They tried to teach it a little bit when I was in school, They would talk about the Declaration of Independence, and they would immediately stop it in that preamble when you said, we create these governments to stand to protect our rights, and we have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Stop it right there. They didn't want you to memorize or to even read the part that says that when governments become destructive of these rights, it is our right and duty to alter or abolish that government, because that was the essence of what they were doing. They were declaring independence from a government that was abusing these rights. Now, one of the people who is in Fairbanks, Alaska, talking about this, a retired classroom teacher, said, rights might be inherent, but ideas need to be taught. Boy, put that on the blackboard for your kids. Rights might be inherent, but ideas need to be taught. If we're not teaching them to our kids, they're going to be falling for this Sharia law, whatever other foreign law we have Anthony Kennedy or any Supreme Court justice wants to be reading into the so-called constitutional decisions that they're making, where they sit there and veto our laws up or down. You know, they say, we don't want to see Roe v. Wade used as a litmus test. I think they ought to use Marbury versus Madison as a litmus test. You got a Supreme Court justice who says, as they all do, they'll say, well, you know, that's been ruled on. That's the law of the land. Well, the law of the land at one point in time was that you had to return runaway slaves. The law of the land at one point in time was that you could jail people if you didn't like the movie that they made. And that was the law of the land for about 50 years. We had a film producer who was, interestingly enough, making a movie about the American Revolution, The Spirit of 76. The Woodrow Wilson administration didn't like that at all because they wanted to get into World War I on the side of Britain. And so they said, that makes Great Britain look bad, your movie does. So we don't want you to put that out there. And they censored it, and the guy took it out in Chicago, then put it back in L.A., and then they sent him to jail. They gave him a pretty stiff fine, $10,000 back in the early century. There you go, Spirit of 76. I forget what year that was in. They put him in jail. They gave him an incredibly stiff fine, and they said the Supreme Court says that movies don't get First Amendment protection. So when you say that the Supreme Court, these nine politically appointed judges, and understand that that's what's going on here. This vote today it's going to be up or down, based strictly along partisan lines. It would have been that way with the Democrats as well. You had Hillary's running mate, Senator Tim Kaine, say, we're going to ram through whoever we wish, and we're going to do it with the nuclear option. We're going to get rid of the filibuster. We've done this before. We're going to do it again. We're going to put in whoever we wish. We don't really care what the Republicans think. And now they're pretending that it's the end of the world, that the Republicans are talking about using the nuclear option. It's always political, folks, and everything that they do is political. But if you want to ask them, you want to really get the gist of what they're talking about, when they say that Roe v. Wade is the law of the land, it isn't. It isn't. It isn't the law of the land any more than the Supreme Court decision that struck down First Amendment protection for movies, or the Supreme Court decision that said slaves had to be returned. It's just not. It's just not. So it'll always be subject to change. And when they say it's the law of the land, they're ignoring the fact that they don't make law. Remember, it was our most statist founding father, Alexander Hamilton, who said the judiciary is the least to be feared because it has no power. Well, it's the most to be feared today because it has the most power. It sits in judgment of everything. And it works in collusion with the permanent established bureaucracy that is also unaccountable to the American people, unelected by the American people, and together the bureaucracy and the Supreme Court pretty much tell us what we can and can't do and say it's the law of the land when it suits them. So, yeah, it's a Supreme Court decision. That's what Roe v. Wade is. All of those decisions are Supreme Court decisions. They're not law. They're not law. Sorry. The law is made by our elected representatives. And I know every lawyer will get upset with me and angry about this, but that's not the way I read the Constitution. And it's not the way it's going to read to you if you read the Constitution either. Now, before we move on here, I want to, there's one little side story here that I thought was very interesting that came out of RT today. HSBC points out that central banking partners are ditching the euro for the pound sterling. Isn't that interesting? We were told that it was going to be the economic ruin of Great Britain to have Brexit. But HSBC says bankers around the world see the UK as a safer prospect for their reserve investments than the Eurozone, because there is so much uncertainty about the euro. The euro could collapse. The euro's got all of this debt that they have saddled it with. They say they favor the British currency as a long-term, stable alternative, despite uncertainty over Brexit. Well, you know, as we move along, it's kind of interesting. There was an article on CNN last week saying that Henry VIII was going to set the pattern for how they were going to proceed and unroll this thing. Because, you know, they had the Great Repeal Bill, which is talking about how they're going to, first they served notice with Article 50 saying we're going to leave the European Union. And then they put up the Great Repeal Bill, which is going to try to go through the details of how they're going to get rid of the influence of the European Union in their laws. So the first thing they're going to do is just bring them all over and say we're going to continue on with the status quo. However, we're going to acknowledge the fact that now we run our own lives. And it has a parallel to Henry VIII when he did that against a globalist government run by the Pope at the time. Because when you understand this back and forth, so many people love to attack Christianity. They need to understand that when Catholics were killing Protestants and Protestants were killing Catholics, it was largely because there was an intertwining there of political and religious power. Kind of like what we see with Sharia law. It's what we don't like about Sharia law. We don't like to have those two things put together. That's why the very First Amendment of the Constitution says we're not going to do that here in America. And that would prohibit Sharia law here in America, if applied. But, of course, they can also ignore it. But when Henry VIII, for his own personal reasons, he had six wives and he wanted to eventually, but he wanted to get rid of that first wife. And so he broke with the Pope. But that was a breaking in terms of political issues as well. And what he did at that point in time was he said, all right, we're going to establish all of our own laws. We're going to set up our own ministers, and they're now going to rewrite certain laws that had been intertwined with the Pope. And so that's why they're saying this is going to be the same type of thing they're going to do. They're going to bring in, they're going to say, this is our law now that we have. Take a snapshot of the status quo. And then, like Henry VIII, say we're going to give powers to these ministers, to these bureaucracies, to alter or hopefully abolish, although I doubt that they really will abolish much of this stuff. That's really what they've got to watch out for. Because the bureaucracies are always going to try to build their own empire. So there'll be a fight between the bureaucracies, just as we see between the FCC and the FTC, fighting for who's going to control the Internet. That's really the baseline of what's underneath all this talk about losing our freedoms. Yes, they are going to give the ISPs the ability to sell your information, as they did before Obama changed it at the 11th hour. So it's not really a change in your freedom. They don't want you to pay attention to the fact that you're not free, that you really don't have any privacy, that Facebook and Google and all these social media outlets can track you and have more information about you than the ISPs do, in spite of what Nancy Pelosi said. They do have more information about you than your ISP does, because you give it to them. You tell them everything about your life. You put it there, and they curate that, and they preserve that, and then they sell that information. So they want to pretend that none of that is happening. They want to pretend that the government is not watching everything that you have. They want to pretend that they didn't give these corporations legal immunity to turn over all the information they've collected on you to the government, which can then use it to do an analysis either on mass public opinion or to single out individuals that they want to target. They want to pretend that none of that is happening, and they want to say, look, Donald Trump is killing our freedom online. The reality is that the FCC has taken a very aggressive position of trying to take over control of the Internet. The FTC has had some control over the Internet. They've used that very sparingly, but the FCC has been very, very aggressive about trying to assert control. So that's really what is at the bottom of that. So you're going to see in England that same kind of struggle within the bureaucracy as to who's going to have a little empire here and an empire over there, and who's going to have control of this. You'll have bureaucracies fighting each other. They're going to take over these laws, and hopefully they will decide that some of these laws they really don't need. That's what they were fighting for. They were fighting so that they could have sovereignty and have self-government. And that's what that looks like. And that's one of the reasons, if you want to go back and do a history lesson, it's one of the reasons why people are so anti-Christian, is because of all the political recriminations that were taken on people. When you change from one church to the other, you were changing political allegiance from one monarch who supported the Pope to another one who opposed the Pope and so forth. Or you had situations in Geneva, Switzerland, where Calvin was coming after Catholics and killing them because he was an administrator. He wanted to make sure that he ran the government as well as the church. And they used the church as a way to strengthen their governmental control on people. We were in Salzburg, Austria, and I'll never forget, I told my family when we went there, I said, this is why Europeans hate Christianity so much. They had this massive palace there. If you saw Sound of Music, where she makes all these costumes for the kids, and they go on a field day, and they're running through these manicured gardens and everything. Well, that was a palace that was built there. If I remember correctly, I think it was Mirabel Palace. Salzburg was essentially a city-state. They didn't have a strong central government. Governments were very decentralized in Europe. They didn't consolidate into a nation-state until the late 1800s. And the guy that ran it was a Catholic bishop, and he got all his money from the lucrative salt mines that were there. So the people were laboring very hard in the salt mines. There you see, there's the, I think that might be it, yeah. They has a wonderful palace that he built, and it would have been bad enough if he had built it for himself. But he built it for his mistress, just flaunting the fact that he is defying everything that the Catholic Church was telling everybody about the fact that they weren't going to be marrying whatever. Well, I didn't marry her. She's my mistress. And you're going to pay, you're going to work in the salt mines to build this beautiful palace here. And I said, it's no wonder that the people in Europe hate Christianity because they think that's what Christianity is about. It's totally corrupted. Totally corrupted. But let's take a look at the exposure of what I would call Obamagate. That's what we really ought to talk about with this, because this is really, they want to try to entrap Donald Trump and impeach him with leaks that are being conducted out of law enforcement and the surveillance state via Washington Post and try to impeach a president. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like Watergate? We even had Robert Redford talking about, oh yeah, we had the Watergate happening back then. Let's make sure that this happens. Again, let's do this again. We're at a moment like that. Well, you know, if you really want the parallel to Watergate, you need to take a look at what was going on in the Obama administration, using the power of the president to spy on your political enemies in an illegal way and then cover it up. And that's what is starting to emerge now. They want to make a big deal out of the fact that Donald Trump quoted a New York Times headline, and they just put up there the article that we had by Don Salazar, Reince Priebus, holding up a New York Times article, going on Fox News, and even having Chris Wallace push back against it and say, well, that didn't say anything about Trump Tower. It says he's wiretapping Trump and his people. It doesn't matter. It's not just Trump Tower. You understand that, right? And you understand that they don't do it the old-fashioned way. They don't get burglars, plumbers, to break into somebody's office and do it that way. It's much easier today to do it wirelessly, to do it warrantlessly, to cover it up. And now we're starting to see that evolve. And the question is, will the press talk about this? I want to play for you a two-minute clip that we've got here. Go out to the break here of Fox News. This is a senior correspondent, Adam Housley, laid this out. Let's play that clip.
We don't know who spoke to Devin Nunes. We know it's not someone at the White House. We don't know who spoke to the White House about this other than what Nunes has said in front of press conferences. The sources we're talking to are separate from both of those entities. They don't really have a horse in this game. They are frustrated with the way the agencies they say are being politicized more than they've seen before in their careers. And one reason why they're speaking out is because of that. The second reason is because Nunes came out in front of the cameras, has his finger on it, they say, so they want to make sure that it's done correctly. What we've learned is this from multiple sources is that it's all about intelligence gathering methods. The fact is a lot of these men and women in the intelligence communities did not want to speak about what's been going on because they were concerned about those methods being known. But now they figure they might as well at least clarify things since Nunes has been leaked to by someone they don't know, or at least they tell me they don't know. We know that there was this. There was electronic surveillance of Trump and the people close to Donald Trump, including some supporters, for up to a year before inauguration. That information was disseminated, we're told, through NSA channels. It's unprecedented, I'm told, the way this was done. The mission of U.S. citizens is supposed to be masked, and that means basically taken out of a report. So, for example, if I call somebody in Bulgaria and that's picked up somehow by our agencies and there's nothing there involving national security, there's nothing there involving a crime, that report would come out and it would say American number one, or my name would not be there. What I'm told now is when these reports came out, names were there, and that is unprecedented. Basically, they say that the information that was unmasking, this unmasked information, these names of Americans who had done nothing wrong, was disseminated to all of the NSC, some at DOD, Clapper, Brennan, basically the people at the top. They also say, I'm told, that that Rice knew about this possibly as well. Now, I know there's some reports out there that she was the one that ordered this. We do not know who reported this.
Okay, let's hold it right there. Here's the key takeaways, folks. We got people said they are seeing the agencies politicized in a way that they've never seen before in their careers. That's why they're blowing the whistle on this. They say this information is being disseminated through NSA channels. And then here's the other thing. They're saying, oh, well, this is something that was just picked up as we were listening to foreign traffic. And they say, well, if that's the case, it's supposed to simply say, and there's no illegal activity involved, then you don't put down anybody's name. You say American number one said this, or American number two said this. But if there's no illegal activity, you don't put any names on it. But because this was politically motivated, because this was ordered by Rice, what they did was they put those names down there. They were not supposed to do that. And then, that in and of itself was unprecedented. Then what they did, after unmasking these names, they sent the names around. They disseminated this to the National Security Council, to the DOD, to Clapper, to Brennan, to all the people at the top. You understand what's going on here? This is key, folks. This is why I said this is Obamagate. This is the parallel to Watergate. This is using intelligence services, leaking this stuff through their surrogates in the Washington Post to do a coup. To do a coup. And that's exactly what happened with Watergate. Watergate was a coup. And I'm not defending Richard Nixon. I don't like Richard Nixon. I didn't like anything. He created the EPA. He put on wage and price controls. He gave us a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. This guy had no respect whatsoever for the Constitution. I mean, a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, that may sound trivial to you, but that is a violation of the Constitution. So I'm not supporting him. But the way he was taken down was simply a coup. That's what they're trying to do. And it ought to backfire on them. This ought to be reported by everybody because this is the real story, not the Russian BS that we're hearing about. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Just want to remind you before we get back into the Obamagate. And, of course, this is what's happening. Susan Rice ordering, according to Bloomberg, ordering the unmasking of people in a very illegal way, folks. This is something that is, of course, Obama's already left office, but this is the real story. You want to know who hacked the election? You know who hacked the primary? What was the DNC? And we're going to tell you more about this in just a moment. But before I get back to the news, I just want to remind you that we now have the new flavor of Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, and that's the bubble gum flavor. So a lot of children wanted something that was sweeter, more, you know, not as strong, and so now we have that. It's perfect for people, especially kids who don't like the strong peppermint taste. I like that. I like the peppermint oil, but it also has, regardless of which flavor you get, it has these key ingredients, iodine, nano silver, that are going to fight bacteria that causes gum disease, that causes heart disease, and that's the key thing. That's going to keep your mouth fresh, that's going to fight the bacteria in your mouth, regardless of which flavor you get. That is now in stock, the new bubblegum flavor. You'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, for the first time in 4 years, we're facing a major deep earth iodine shortage. We are going to be continuing this special, probably, I don't know, if it may end today. It's 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Before, we could simply get as much as we wanted, but now we're going to have to get a massive amount or change the formulation. So if you want to get this current formulation, now is the time, and we've got it discounted, 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I was telling you about the report from Fox News, and he was talking about how people were unmasked and how, as the NSA loves to say, well, you know, we were just listening to foreign communications and we're allowed to do that. And if we hear an American talking to somebody, then, you know, we get that information. But, of course, they're not supposed to release that information, especially if it's a high political official, especially if they're going to use it for political purposes. And this is why I've said all along, the people who can fix the surveillance state are the people who, if they don't fix it, are going to be the first victims of it. And now we see this happening. We see it being used now for political purposes. Breitbart reports that a Bloomberg columnist, Eli Lake, named Susan Rice Obama's national security advisor. She has her access to all this national security information. And instead of anonymizing it, if there's no crime that's being committed, and putting American number one said this, American number one, two said this, instead of doing that, they actually put down names. And then they decided that for political reasons, they would pass those names around to all the people that are part of the intelligence community. And then you saw that some of those people went along and politicized that and passed it through their mouthpiece, the Washington Post, that runs the database for the CIA. Jeff Bezos owns both of those things. So this is the way this stuff is being used now. And let's look at one other aspect of this that has also come up. And that is the guy who is at the bottom of this fake Trump dossier that everybody mocked. Remember, that was put out by BuzzFeed, and everybody, even the never Trump mainstream media, mocked this. And BuzzFeed said, well, we don't necessarily believe it either, but we just thought that everybody ought to be able to see this. You know, even though we haven't verified it, even though they don't believe it's true, they want to put it out there. Why? I guess it makes some money out of it. But that thoroughly discredited dossier, and again, using that word dossier makes it sound very impressive. Now we see a relationship that's evolved here, and we don't have much time. So guys, focus in on this paper here, because I kind of laid this out. It's pretty sloppy, but you get the idea. This guy here, Glenn Simpson, who is at the center of this, look at the bottom here. Look at what I wrote down the bottom. Pull that down. This is a guy who is a Fusion GPS founder, okay? Now, they put out the dossier working with the former MI5 guy, Chris Steele. But the same guy, Glenn Simpson, also has a relationship with a Clinton supporter who hired him to get dirt on Donald Trump. Then the third part of the equation now we learn is that he was also working with a Russian, to a former Russian co-intel guy, to try to roll back sanctions against Russian criminals. How much more obvious does it get? These people are accusing Trump of what they're doing. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News. We're going to begin doing that live starting tonight.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.